Let freedom ring. Let the white doves sing. Let the whole world know that today is the day of a reckoning. Let the weak be strong.
Hey, welcome back to AM 590 The Answer. This is Ken Doubt with Duty Honor Country with a special guest, Robert Grant, and his father was the was a pilot over in Iwo Jima, J.J. Grant. Just want to bring you up to date on one thing here, and a little bit of an advertisement. The Planes of Fame has what they call the Taste of Flight, which is an absolutely fantastic dinner and evening, and it's spent in a couple of the hangars, and the dinner's great, and the company is great, and the featured speaker this year is Robert Hoover, probably one of the greatest aerobatic pilots that you're ever going to see, and he will be speaking there. If you get a chance, the date for this is October 27th, 2012. It's a Saturday, and you can go to planesoffame.org, and you can order your tickets there. Anyhow, let's get back to Robert and talk about some of the missions that that they did on during the Iwo Jima. Robert?
Okay. Thank you, Ken. By the time the 506 arrived, there was a couple other fighter squadrons that arrived actually as they were taking Mount Suribachi at the time, which was about the third day of the battle. And so we did take some of the airfields. There were three Japanese makeshift airfields. They weren't really great airfields from what I understand, but they were a nuisance to the B-29 stream. They were coming up from the Marshall Islands, would actually have to come, that's where all our B-29s were based that were going to attack Tokyo and surrounding cities up and down the empire. And they had to come by Iwo Jima. It was in their flight path. So Iwo Jima, like I had mentioned before, then became a very strategic base for B-29s that were low on fuel, were shot up, planes, lost engines.
Let me interrupt and ask you here. To begin with, Robert, the B-29 couldn't get in there, so we had to get in, and our construction brigade, CBs, probably had to go in and extend those runways, correct?
Right. So once the soldiers had taken over a few of the runways to start with, they immediately started enhancing them to be able to handle the P-51s that they were going to bring in to escort the bombers. And also the main airfield they made into a 10,000 feet runway so that B-29s can land in emergency situations. I think they intended to actually fly B-29s off of Iwo Jima at times, but the war ended sooner than expected because of the atomic bomb. But in the meantime, it did suffice. I think there was over 2,500 emergency landings of B-29s on Iwo Jima before the end of the war. So many, many of the pilots and the cabin crews and stuff are very thankful to have that island there to be able to land on. Otherwise, they had a ditch in the water. Parachute in the shark-infested waters also, and very dangerous getting out of B-29s, even if you've got a parachute. It's not a lot of fun to go down and drink. And of course, a lot of them didn't want to parachute over Japan either, because the pilots were warned about this, the P-51s, that whatever you do not bail out over Japan, because most of the time, if you did, the local civilians would not treat you very well, if not really just basically kill you. And that had happened at times. And so it was most, the real short story is that there was a tremendous amount of rescue activity that went on between Iwo Jima and Japan itself, between destroyers, submarines, PBYs, all sorts of things were set up for every mission up and down so that if anybody went into the water, that hopefully somebody could get to them fairly quickly.
One of the missions, which we call Black Friday, I want you to expand on that. That was what we would call a disaster and a rather sad situation, what happened. And so I'll let you have it there.
Okay. To continue with once the Iwo Jima was taken, the airfields were completed. There was several squadrons there before the 506, actually, the 15th and 21st, and I believe a few others. And they were the first to start the VLR, or the very long-range missions, which were unique to Iwo Jima, to Japan. Those were considered the VLR missions of World War II. And they were the first ones over the skies of Japan and met a lot of enemy aircraft at that time. And I'll build on that story in a bit.
Great.
But once the airfields were ready, and then the 506 came in around April, and they had to wait for their airfield, which was North Field, or Airfield Number 3, and it was called North Field. Once that was finished, then they were able to start their missions. And their first mission was May 28th, in which they escorted B-29s. They would have a rendezvous point. They didn't meet up over the skies at Iwo Jima. They actually flew off to a rendezvous point. For instance, if they were going in to bomb Tokyo, they would pretty much assemble and greet up, as they'd say, somewhere near maybe 100 miles from Tokyo. And then they would escort the bombers on their missions. And at that point, a lot of times one squadron would stay, for instance, if the 462nd was on that mission, they'd have anywhere from 16 to 24 planes or so from the squadrons at any given time. And some of the other groups would be with them too, the 15th or 21st, and they would escort the B-29s on their mission. But once the bombing run was completed and there was no more Japanese fighter activity, then they would go down strafing targets of opportunity. They started with airfields, and once the airfields basically became depleted of targets, they started to move on to locomotives, shipping, even power lines and things of this sort, just to disrupt anything and everything they could, the Japanese creating a war machine.
Now, let me ask you this, Robert. With the escort, in the P-51s, we'd probably have how many P-51s escorting how many B-29s at a time?
They would assemble about 142 Mustangs and cover maybe 400 B-29s, and they would provide cover top side, bottom side, and left and right of the bomber stream. The bombers, when they first started flying over Japan, were not escorted. Iwo Jima was not ready at the time, and they were going in unescorted and taking a lot of fighter activity.
We lost a lot of B-29s.
Lot of B-29s, and so again, like a lot of them didn't make it back because the distance was 1,500 miles back to the Marshall Islands, which was a tremendous distance. 18 hours of flying time there and back. Sometimes longer. So when the fighters became available for their protection, they call them little friends. And boy, were they happy, because now all that heat they took, the P-51s took on. And actually at that time, the Japanese Air Force had been pretty much decimated of the best pilots. Their training was very poor at the time. They didn't fight in groups, as the P-51 jockeys were, to protect each other. So they had pretty easy pickings with the Japanese fighters. I mean, they basically didn't lose many aircraft most of the time. And I'll build up to the June 1st mission here. Most of the time, the problem was weather. And so their first mission was May 28th, and then June 1st came. And here we go on the second mission to protect the bombers over Japan. And they headed out to the rendezvous point, and there, Iwo Jima was a sulfuric volcanic extinct island.
Mm-hmm.
Very nasty conditions, lots of dust. The island had been blown to pieces for years. The surface was basically, it had no vegetation at all. It was just rock and sand and dust and just a very inhospitable island to be on. So the mechanics had problems with, of course, and with the plane and the engines and the dust and everything like that. So, the pilots always said that the mechanics and crews on Iwo Jima were absolutely magnificent to keep these planes flying, because if you had a little engine trouble going out or coming back, it made you sweat a lot, because, fuel was everything. If you didn't have enough fuel to get there and back, you were not going to get back to Iwo Jima, and there was really no other place to go, except maybe to bail out over the island Japan, which they didn't want to do.
Were the Japanese able to get to us at Iwo whatsoever to make runs on us? I mean, even though they were light on aircraft at the time, and
Good question, actually. I have, like I say, 100 letters from my dad, J.J. Grant, and he talks about it several times where they had air raids. Most of the time, every night, and actually they had a night fighter squadron on Iwo Jima also. They flew the P-61.
Right, Black Widow.
The Black Widow, okay. Right. And I'll tell you a fast story about the Black Widow in a second, but they did have some scares where bombers came over. Most of the time, they would get to them before they would get the Iwo, but, you know, the fighter pilots weren't used to digging ditches and trenches and things like that. And, you know, when all of a sudden the air raids go off and the sky lights up with all the anti-aircraft fire, and they're looking for where did I dig my hole? And they'd start digging real fast because, you know, they'd scare the heck out of you, you know, when the bombs stop dropping on you. But most of the time, it was a friendly aircraft, or they got to the bombers before they really did. So they really didn't do any damage. They might have gotten a few bombs on the island, but it wasn't very significant at all.
Didn't damage a bunch of airplanes, maybe a little damage, and that was it, something that could be repaired.
Right. The most damage that would happen on the island itself would be B-29s landing in emergency situations that would steer off the runway or would catch on fire as they were landing and then lose control of the plane, and they'd actually wipe out a whole section of P-51s that were parked over on the side of the airfield. So a lot of pilots took to, you know, some would like to sleep by their plane or underneath the plane. They'd stop doing that because it was a little too dangerous.
Okay, folks, we're going to unfortunately have to take another commercial right now. This is AM 590 The Answer with Robert Grant and the 506 out of Iwo Jima. Thank you for listening, and please come back. This is a great story.